The brain is resilient, but recovery shouldn't be a solo journey. Welcome to the Healing Brain Trauma Podcast. From the operating room to the living room and everywhere in between, licensed clinical social worker Dr. Kathleen Monahan and neurosurgeon Dr. Edie Zussman break down the science of injury and the art of healing. If you're navigating life after a diagnosis or supporting someone who is, join us as we transform complex neurobiology into hope and actionable tools for your recovery. Today's episode is how we'll explore hope and healing together. You'll hear about the brain's healing process and the journey of recovery.
Edie, I wanted to start today by telling you about a case that I had. And I know that we're going to be talking about defining a brain trauma. So I thought that maybe illustrating the injury that happened to this person, and then you can talk about the brain trauma that she received. So she and her husband were arguing. She was 32 years old. He was a little bit older, and they were arguing, and, it became aggressive on the part of the husband. He took her by the shoulders and pinned her against the wall. Then he took his right hand and he punched her in the jaw, at which point she fell, she stumbled. And then he took her by her shoulders and then threw her down the staircase. And she landed at the bottom, tumbled down the staircase. But tumbled down the staircase, and according to the police report, they found her with her forehead on the ground. So she was severely injured and had to go to the hospital, and she was there for quite some time. So I'm wondering if you could talk about the actual structural damage or the mechanical damage that happens to someone with that kind of an injury.
Kathy, I can hear in that story so many elements. And the way we define brain trauma is that combined injury. There's a personal injury, a trauma to your spirit when the person who's supposed to keep you safe is the perpetrator. In the military, sometimes we think of it as moral injury when the actions that you've been involved with might not be consistent with your own beliefs. And so I want to give voice to the fact that it is, we recognize that brain trauma is both. It's both the mental health, the emotional, the psychological elements of being hurt by your partner or being sustaining a moral injury from the work that you're doing on behalf of our government. And then we want to talk about the neurologic injury. And so in the case that you have, I'm pleased to say that the first responders would have recognized the brain injury. They would have recognized that the mechanism of injury, falling from a flight of stairs, requires transfer to a hospital for a full evaluation, looking for internal injuries as well as traumatic brain injury. So that individual would have gotten the same type of trauma screen that somebody from a car accident or a sports injury would get. They'd get best practices. If the person meets criteria, they might get a CT scan, they might get a detailed neurologic exam, as well as a full physical exam. I think if you are providing care for that person years later, if they're circling back to you, they're coming because of brain trauma. They're coming to you because they've got two elements to their to the issue. The fact that they hit their head and may have sustained frontal lobe injury, which we know has a lot of our personality, our planning, our organizational skills, temporal lobe injury, which can be the seat of emotions and memory, as well as word finding. So you can end up seeing in the course of your evaluation, both elements of brain trauma, the neurologic injury, as well as the emotional and psychological trauma that the individual has sustained.
Indeed, this woman, her mental health symptoms, the trauma that she experienced, as you say, that moral injury was, this is someone that I loved. The argument got out of hand. I felt terror. I didn't know what was going to happen next. And then I have this major injury that is impacting just about every aspect of my life. Then there's also the mourning of the relationship, that relationship is no longer viable, because how do you then trust that person who has done that kind of damage? And then there's dealing with the brain trauma recovery, as well as coinciding with trying to develop a whole new life for yourself. So, and dealing with court systems, legal system, child custody, all of those kinds of things that are commensurate with what has now happened. So it's a huge, huge problem. And unfortunately, we see that this kind of thing too often.
And too often where an individual is tracked in one lane. They might be tracked in the TBI lane, traumatic brain injury lane, where they're not getting the mental health and emotional support that they need. They might be tracked in the mental health lane where the symptoms, especially with the stress of court and custody. Can you imagine if somebody has a brain injury and doesn't know it and they miss some of their court dates or they miss picking their kids up at school and they're told, oh, you're a bad mom, or obviously this isn't important to you, when all it is the fact that they need to have strategies for how to compensate for some of the short-term memory difficulties. So I feel like the case example that you gave is just brilliant because it really shows that brain trauma has two elements. It has the emotional, mental health, psychological element, and equally weighted, there could be a neurologic injury, a neurologic change that's occurred, where an individual's brain isn't working in the same way. And I think the blessing there is the brain heals. And it's so empowering when you understand the neurologic elements and you know that your brain heals four different ways: by avoiding the next injury, by giving your brain time to heal, by doing therapy to work on collateral healing and helping your brain develop alternative pathways, and then by using strategies so that you can compensate for some of the changes. To me, I feel like that's the true impact that I would want to see for our collaboration, you know, coming together as a trauma therapy expert and a traumatic brain injury expert, to give people the tools to heal brain trauma.
Absolutely. Because if they, number one, don't realize they have a brain trauma, and number two, think, well, you know, that happened last week, I should be back to the way I was before, without recognizing there might be some changes that have gone on that have to be accommodated, then that might take a detour onto a self-esteem issue. And what we don't want. That's exactly what we don't want. So yes, I agree with you that this collaboration hopefully will help tons of professionals and tons of people who've experienced a brain trauma. Well, we've been talking about some really heavy duty stuff, Edie. I thought that maybe we could talk a little bit about words of encouragement for people who've experienced brain trauma and a sense of hope for them in terms of recovery. Recovery, as you said prior, is possible, that the brain does heal. Appropriate steps need to be taken, and hopefully we can get people to get those, to take those appropriate steps. But that the healing is an important piece, both with the mental health symptoms and with the brain, that the brain needs, as you mentioned before, there's four aspects to healing the brain. But I think the most important thing, and many people don't know that years ago, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Edie, we believed that once your brain was broken, that was it. that it was very hard to come back from that. But that is not the way of medicine today. Can you say a few words about that? Is that accurate?
I think it's just so important to understand that all brain injuries heal. And the question is, to what extent will the brain injury heal? And is everything being done to optimize that healing process? And that's why we created Healing Brain Trauma, the purpose of our coming together every week to share our experience about individuals who've had brain trauma is to help with that element of healing. And if that means being aware of ways you can get a brain trauma and avoiding future brain traumas, that's a win. It's so simple. Once you understand what your brain is doing, to be able to work with your brain to help develop strategies so that you can live a joyful and content and peaceful life. And there are just so many examples where individuals are getting care for their symptom. But what if we can understand the root cause? And what if we can help people heal from the brain trauma because we understand that there's a duality, that they're both elements, that there's a neurologic and functional element that is coinciding with the different symptoms that are bringing somebody in for care. We're not done with the process of innovation and healing. And we're really pleased and honored to be part of the journey.
Enjoying Healing Brain Trauma? This podcast is part of Safe Living Spaces' mission supporting brain injury awareness. If you would like more information about this podcast, please check out our website at safelivingspace.org. Sign up for our Brain Brief newsletter and consider becoming a donor to carry on the important work at Healing Brain Trauma. Every gift helps us continue sharing expert insights and expanding brain injury awareness where we live, work, and play. The Healing Brain Trauma podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and is not intended to provide medical, physiological, or therapeutic advice. Listening to this podcast does not establish a doctor-patient or therapist-client relationship. If you or someone you care for needs medical or mental health support, please consult a qualified professional. See you next episode.